coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. How can I go through this diabetes to enjoy my health? How can I go through this cancer? Because it's the giant of cancer. How can I? You may hear testimonies from different places. Like you're hearing Joshua and Caleb saying their own, said that don't mind the two of them. Please, everybody knows his own trouble. My faith is not as much as the faith of Caleb. No. What stands in your way? Let's look at Caleb. Can we see Caleb? Turn to chapter 14, the book of Joshua. You know, when Joshua and Caleb stood their ground and stood out of those 12, distinguished themselves in faith, God said, all right, the land that Caleb has seen will belong to him. Give it to him. With the giants. God doesn't give you free land. The land he gives to you is full of giants. And that is the exciting part of life, brother. A life of endless testimonies. Are you hearing me? Don't expect that when God gives you something, say, I actually went there. I didn't know before that something would go wrong. Oh, come on here. That's why he sent you. He knew that things would go wrong. Don't you understand? Oh. No, you know, some people see us like this. They think that, oh, Pastor Chris, you know, God just put them just like that. That's not how we got here. Brother, it's been a lot of stuff. Yeah. But we kept on chewing them as bread. Glory to God. And filling our lives with testimonies. Are you hearing me? Okay, so let's read to you from verse 1. Chapter 14, book of Joshua. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. Interested. They are distributing lands with giants. Okay. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and an half tribe on the other side Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. You remember why. For children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. You see that? He was not paying lip service when he said, let us go. He said, I brought him word as it was in my heart. Faith is from the heart. All right? Hallelujah. Nevertheless, verse 8, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. How old is he now? Okay. Even since the Lord spake the word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. This man's 85 years old. And he says, I'm as strong as I was 40 years ago. No, we are not yet 60 and we're going like this. And everybody's asking us, what's the matter? We say, you know, I'm 60 now. I'm almost 60. You're not yet 60. That's 85 years old. He says, I'm as strong today as I was 40 years ago. Even some of you ladies, you're only 42, and you already look like your husband's mother. And you're following him to church like you are his mother. And he says, why can't you just, I'm not a small girl anymore. Oh, you're now building a large tummy. And your husband says, this thing has to go down. Say, I'm not a small girl anymore now. He says, 40 years ago. Are you still there? I know. I know I don't tell anybody. All right. Oh, look at verse 12. I like it. Verse 12. Read verse 12. Somebody read verse 12. One, two, go. Give me this mountain. He says, you heard how that the Anakims were there, the sons of Anak, the giants, they're there. The cities are fenced with high walls. He says, but if the Lord be with me, I shall drive them out. Oh, glory to God. The Anakims were there. He didn't say one Anak was there. The Anakims were there. He didn't say, and we shall drive. He said, I shall drive them out. This is a voice of faith. I shall drive them out. If the Lord be with me, he said, I shall drive them out. He says, give me this mountain. the mountain with the high fences and the giants. Give me this mountain. Another person is looking at this. I don't want the one that has mountains. Give me the free one. It's like Lot. Abraham said, look around. Which one do you want? The Bible says Lot looked and saw that side that was green. He said, I want that green side. Abraham said, take it. And gave the dry land to Abraham. But what happened after? A man of God that works in blessing. It doesn't matter what you give him. Are you still there?
Yes.
Say this, I live in blessing.
I'm blessing conscious.
I have come.
I have come.
I have arrived.
In the place of blessing.
I have come.
Into the land of blessing.
I have arrived.
Into my inheritance.
I'm not on my way.
I have come.
Oh yeah, brother. Sister, yeah.
You come, you arrive.
You know the mentality of a lot of Christians. They are trying to get the promise. They are trying to. They are asking for a breakthrough. Oh God, I need a breakthrough. They are breaking through into where? You know, there are some of us who don't need a breakthrough. We dwell in the blessing. We live there. We live in the blessing. I don't need a breakthrough. I've never needed a breakthrough. Breakthrough to where? From where to where? When I function from the throne room. Breakthrough to where? Looking for something? How could I? So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Didn't you hear? Did he say he leads me to green pastures? He makes me lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.